For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump delivers remarks at a recently reopened steel mill in Granite City, Illinois, following the announcement of increased tariffs on imported steel.
We're here today to celebrate a great victory, a victory for all of you, for this community, and for our entire country.
Echoing his refrain that other countries have taken advantage of American wealth and workers, Trump said that before his election, the United States was the big dumb piggy bank that everybody was robbing. Earlier in the day, the president was in Iowa bolstering his support among farmers.
But we just opened up Europe for you farmers. You're not going to be too angry with Trump, I can tell you.
After President Trump blasted the European Union as a trade foe and threatened the bloc with tremendous retribution, the United States and Europe appear to have reached a tentative truce in what the White House described as a vindication of Trump's tough trade tactics. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The White House has kicked off a new effort to invest in American workers that Ivanka Trump said will dovetail with her father's goal of limiting legal immigration to workers with certain skills.
It's going to affect 11 million students and workers across the nation who are seeking to acquire the technical skills to be able to thrive in our modern and increasingly digital economy.
President Trump signed an executive order to encourage companies to expand apprenticeships and career training programs for U.S. workers. The Trump administration is threatening sanctions against Turkey if it doesn't release a 50-year-old pastor from North Carolina who has been held on espionage charges for more than a year and a half.
If Turkey does not take immediate action to free this innocent man of faith, the United States will impose significant sanctions on Turkey until Pastor Andrew Brunson is free.
Vice President Mike Pence says Brunson was one of 20 Americans charged after a failed coup against Turkey's president in 2016. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Mixed martial arts star Conor McGregor has pled guilty to a misdemeanor count of disorderly conduct. The plea stemming from a backstage brawl at Brooklyn Arena in April when he threw a dolly at a bus full of other mixed martial stars. The Brooklyn District Attorney's Office dropped the felony charges. Bruce Maffeo was McGregor's attorney.
This is the same outcome that would have occurred if he'd been a non-celebrity. The DA's office thought through this very carefully. We appreciate the staff. We appreciate the District Attorney's Office treating this as it would any other case.
McGregor was sentenced to community service and anger management. One Arizona trooper was shot and killed. Another was wounded following their response to a call about a man throwing rocks at passing vehicles on a West Valley freeway near Phoenix. Colonel Frank Milstead.
Our radio operators received a call of a subject in the eastbound lanes of Interstate 10, and the subject was in and out of the roadway throwing things at cars.
The suspect was able to grab one of the officer's weapons during the scuffle and fired off two rounds. A report from the National Counterintelligence and Security Center identifies Russia, but also China and Iran, as key threats to U.S. companies. It says state-sponsored hackers are out to steal trade secrets and intellectual property from companies ranging from defense to technology and pharmaceuticals. Spokesman Dean Boyd says theft of trade secrets can cost companies billions of dollars. Actor Tom Arnold wants to take down President Trump. That's his aim in the upcoming Viceland show, The Hunt for the Trump Tapes, which features Arnold searching for dirt on the president. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.